Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Darkside Breakbeat Drive in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that sweet spot where the drums feel like they're lunging forward, but never fall apart into messy chop or become a sterile, over-edited loop. This is advanced DNB drum design, so we're not just placing hits on a grid and calling it a day. We're thinking about tension, pressure, and the way a break can move a whole drop by itself. If you get this right, your drums won't just support the track, they'll power it. Let's start by setting up a clean drum system. Create a drum group with separate tracks for your break loop, kick layer, snare layer, hats and percussion, and a track for drum fills or FX. That separation matters because in Darkside DNB, you want control. You want to be able to shape the break as a living thing, while still reinforcing it with precise one-shots. Now choose your break source carefully. If you've got a classic Amen-style break or something with strong ghost note movement, that's ideal. The character is already in the source, which means you don't have to force the groove later. If the break is flatter, you can still work with it, but you'll need more editing and transient shaping. Drag the break into audio and start with warp control. For a punchier, more chopped feel, beats mode is often the move. If the break has more tonal body and you want to preserve its character, Complex Pro can work too. Turn warp on, then only nudge the markers enough to lock the groove. The big mistake here is over-quantizing. You do not want a break that looks perfect and feels dead. If the break needs deeper surgery, slice it to a new MIDI track by Transients. That gives you real control over each hit, especially the ghost notes. I like keeping two versions of the source when I can. One natural break loop for flow and one sliced rack for edits, fills, and rephrases. That way, you're not stuck constantly rebuilding the same part. Now let's build the core groove. In Darkside DNB, the snare is often the anchor. Even when the break is doing most of the movement, the snare needs to feel like it owns the backbeat. Reinforce it with a tight layered one-shot. One layer can give you body around 180 to 220 Hz, and another can add crack in the 2 to 5 kHz range. Keep the main snare hits strong, and let your ghost accents stay much lower in velocity. A useful range is to keep the main snares hitting hard, around 110 to 127 velocity, while ghost notes sit way lower, maybe 35 to 70. That contrast is part of the feel. Ghosts should imply motion, not compete for attention. A little drum bus on the snare group can help glue it together. Keep the drive modest, add a bit of transient emphasis, and don't overdo the boom. In darker rollers, too much low end in the snare just muddies the pocket. You want the snare to be sharp, confident, and club ready. Now we get to the part that really makes the groove breathe. The micro edits. This is where Darkside Breakbeat Drive comes alive. Look between the main kick and snare hits. Add tiny hat fragments after the snare, a short kick pickup before the backbeat, low velocity ghost snare taps, and little break slices that answer the main hits instead of just repeating them. Think in push-pull. One hit slightly early, another slightly late, a short gap before the snare, then a quick pickup after it. That tiny imbalance creates tension. That's the feeling of the loop lunging forward. Don't be afraid to use timing as a performance tool. A kick pulled a few milliseconds late can make the groove lean back just enough to feel heavy, especially if a hat pickup counters it. And remember, velocity often does more than volume. A quiet ghost note with the right tone can feel more alive than a louder, flattened hit. Also, leave space. Dark DNB gets powerful when there's room before the snare. If every pocket is packed, the drums stop chasing and start suffocating the mix. The emptiness is part of the impact. Next, let's tighten up the kick. Use a layered kick approach, maybe a low-mid thump, a short click if you need it, and optionally a filtered break kick for glue. Route those to a kick group, then clean it up with EQ8. High pass gently if needed, cut some mud if it's building up in the low-mids, and use drum bus to give it some snap. If the kick starts fighting your sub-bass, don't just crank compression everywhere. Instead, use a precise sidechain or duck the bass slightly on the kick hit. In a lot of advanced DNB, just 1 to 3 dB of ducking is enough. You want the kick to read clearly without stealing the whole low end. A saturator with soft clip on the kick group can also help. A bit of drive can make the kick translate better on smaller systems and give it that harder edge without eating headroom. Now process the break as a group. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary sub rumble, then a little drum bus for density, and a glue compressor for light bus glue. Keep the compression subtle. We're talking 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, maybe 3 at most. If you squash the break too hard, the ghost notes flatten out and the groove loses its chase. That chase feeling is huge in Darkside drums. It's the sense that the loop is always reaching forward, never sitting still. You want cohesion, not compression to death. If certain hits are jumping out too much, use HQ or filter automation to calm them down in specific sections. In denser moments, a small high shelf dip can keep the top end from shredding the mix. Now add some top end motion. This could be tight offbeat hats, metallic rim clicks, very short ride bursts, or a reversed cymbal into a transition. These elements should not steal focus. Their job is to create pressure and make the groove feel faster than the actual tempo. Use simpler or a drum rack for quick control. High pass your hats, keep them short, and if you want a bit of width, pan them lightly. A very subtle auto pan can work too, but keep it restrained. We're pushing the groove, not turning it into a stereo gimmick. Next, build variation. Darkside T10B thrives on controlled evolution. A loop that just repeats itself will sound like a loop. A loop that changes every two bars sounds like a track. So plan your phrase. Maybe bars 1 and 2 give you the full groove. Bars 3 and 4 drop one kick or mute a ghost note. Bars 5 and 6 add a fill slice or a reversed hit. Bars 7 and 8 bring in extra hat stabs or a snare pickup. You're making the drum part feel like it's telling a story. A really useful trick is to alternate between anchor bars and reaction bars. One bar stays stable, the next responds with a fill, extra ghost movement, or a missing hit. That gives the listener a sense of conversation inside the loop. And here's a powerful move. If the loop feels too loop-like, resample it to audio. Listen to the printed version. You'll often notice whether the groove actually feels urgent, or whether it only looks good in the MIDI editor. That low volume check is important too. If it still feels energetic when turned down, the rhythm design is solid. If it disappears, you may be relying too much on impact and not enough on motion. Now let's lock the drums to the bass. In Darkside T10B, drums and bass usually work by contrast. The drums claim the transient moments. The bass fills the gaps. Keep the sub mono and disciplined. If your res or mid bass is wide, make sure the low end stays under control and doesn't smear across the stereo field. Think call and response. Maybe the bass answers after the snare, then holds a longer note in the pocket before the next kick. That's the classic movement. The drums speak, the bass replies. If the bass is colliding with the break, edit the bass phrasing before you reach for heavier processing. Arrangement fixes often sound better than technical fixes. That's especially true in dark T10B, where space can feel heavier than extra density. Before we wrap, a few things to watch out for. Don't over-quantize the break. Don't overpack the bar with ghost notes. Don't compress the drum bus too hard. Don't let the kick steal the sub-range. And don't leave the pattern static for too long. If something changes every two or four bars, the groove stays alive. For darker, heavier results, a little saturator with soft clip on the drum group can add urgency. A bit of parallel dirt on the break can also help. Where you duplicate the break, crush the copy harder, and blend it in quietly underneath the clean version. That gives you weight without destroying clarity. Here's a good practice goal. Build a 4-bar Darkside break engine. Choose one break. Add a kick and snare layer. Program at least 4 ghost notes. Add one hat or percussion texture. Process the drum group lightly with EQ, drum bus, and glue compressor. Then make 1-2-bar variation by removing or shifting just one element. Finally, loop it against a simple sub or res and see if the drums still feel strong when the bass enters. If they do, you're on the right track. The real goal here is not just making a breakbeat loop, it's building a drum engine that feels alive, forward-moving, and ready to carry a drop. In Darkside T10B, the drums are the momentum. They're the pressure. They're the attitude. So keep the groove controlled, keep the movement human, and let the drums do what they do best. Drive the whole record forward.